Today, the first book written and illustrated by Arabana people for Arabana people was launched in Adelaide. It tells the stories of possums and their importance as a source of food and warmth. Arabana author Thanthi Sid Strangeways and his grandsons Andrew and Liam today read aloud Sid's newly published book, Warmpala Apira, Possums and Tall Trees. The book is written in both Arabana language and English. I caught Sid just after this reading and asked him how it felt to see his work in print.
I don't know, yeah, but no, it's good because I like young people hearing stories. But this is not a traditional story, it's just a story, you know, that was made up, I think, more or less, yeah. But about a real place and real possums and stuff, yeah.
Given that there's an oral history for Indigenous people in Australia, surely that's part of the importance is sharing all stories, not just historical stories, but ones that you've experienced in your life.
Well, that's right. The story itself involves culture, what people used to do, like they get the possums from the hollows and as food, and also use the skins to freshen clothing for wintertime, you know. Yeah.
Are your grandchildren speaking Arabana? Are they learning this from you?
They are learning, yeah. I'm sad to say there's not many Arabana speakers left.
It sounds like there's interest in revitalising the language, though.
Yeah, I'm happy about that because there are lots of signs that people are interested in relearning. I'm happy with that.
Warmpala Apira is published by the Indigenous Literacy Foundation specifically for Arabana children to read and enjoy. Tina Ray is the program manager of the foundation. She told me why the book is special to her.
I come from Arabana bloodlines, and for me, I didn't grow up hearing the language or I hadn't seen it written down before. So when this opportunity came along to publish a book for kids that would have the language represented in there alongside the English, as well as having an audio recording available, you know, I was blown away by that. And I couldn't be more excited to be able to, you know, help this book really come to life and be able to share that, you know, with Arabana people, you know, all over the country.
How did the Arabana people that you were working with respond to this project?
Oh, look, everyone is incredibly passionate. We all know the value of our language, and we know that it's at a stage where if we don't put effort and resources into it now, it could potentially be, you know, lost. So everyone really came together and we're excited to be involved in the project. And as I said, just the passion behind it, you know, it's a book that's by Arabana people for Arabana people, which makes it so unique and special.
Tina Ray, Program Manager of the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. The South Australian Museum has signed on to support the foundation through holding a big book swap fundraising event later this year. Dr. Jared Thomas is a curator of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art and material culture at the museum, and also an ambassador of the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. I asked him about the importance of books written in language.
Bilingual books is so important in terms of developing literacy, but it's also important in terms of cultural maintenance. And language just tells us so much about culture and place. So if we lose language, we lose knowledge of place. So it's really important that we're maintaining that knowledge through publishing in language.
And that's something the Indigenous Literacy Foundation has been taking on quite significantly with publication of books. How does that process work?
I'm not really involved in that process, but I've actually worked to develop stories with Aboriginal kids, particularly in the Tiwi Islands. That's a case of, you know, them telling their story and we start to craft it together. But, you know, there's a lot of publication of some of the classics like Where's Spot in Pirindara and stuff like this. So that's an extensive process with that community, with those communities to select appropriate books and then to translate into their language.
There's also the big book swap, which the South Australian Museum is getting behind. What's that all about?
Since 2010, the Indigenous Literacy Foundation has donated over 260,000 books to Aboriginal communities across the country. The main fundraiser to make that possible is a great big book swap. So at the South Australian Museum on September 5th, bring a book to swap in exchange for a gold coin donation, which goes to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation to enable it to continue all its great work.
And that's also undertaken around the country, isn't it, in several other sites?
Yep. Last year I attended an event in Melbourne. There's an event at the Opera House. So, yeah, it's a bit of a deal all around the country. This is the first time that a major South Australian institution has hosted a great big book swap.
Dr. Jared Thomas, Curator of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art and Material Culture at the South Australian Museum and Ambassador of the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. The big book swap will happen across Australia in September.